Greetings, this is James Gillen with the SETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. Again, just we're all over the place. You can go to bbsradio.com or you can go to eSETI Stargate TV, or you can go to VMO, or Rumble is where I usually go and hang out because there's a chat in there. And we've given up on YouTube. What we say, we get banned off of YouTube. So we're going to wait till they get straightened out. But anyway, that's it. There's a lot going on right now. I'm not going to cover too much because I really wanted to cover a topic today, and I'll probably bring some people on about this because we're experiencing it ourselves, basically. But I want to talk about lawfare and why it's not just being waged on Trump, but it's waged on any conservative, Christian, anyone who's standing up for their God-given rights established by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which is still active. People say the Constitution isn't active anymore, but the Bill of Rights is. So that was never nullified. So anyway, people are going, why is this happening now? Because it's coming to your neighborhood, and people are going, I don't understand what's going on. So anyway, this all begins with the global elite and their agenda, and they want global dominance over what you say, think, eat, believe. Their slogan is you will own nothing and be happy. That's their agenda. So what they're really saying is they will own everything, control everything. You will be enslaved with a small stipend to survive. Basically, that's their plan. So first, of course, they have to remove over 7 billion people of you for this to work. So this is in their manifestos. It's spelled out in the Georgia Guidestones, even a higher number. So, check it out. They've poisoned your air with chemtrails, your water with hundreds of carcinogens and heavy metals, including fluoride, a biological weapon used by the Nazis to dumb down and make complacent the masses. Your processed food, again, is tainted with preservatives and carcinogens, not to mention a lot of human DNA being found in hamburgers. I won't say which chain because we don't want to get sued, but I'll just leave it at that. The experimental injection, which is not a vaccine, which mutilates your DNA and destroys your immune system, is a classic example of the lengths they'll go to. These clot shots have proven and admitted to by their makers as being neither safe or effective, doing absolutely nothing to prevent the spread of biological weapon COVID-19 and its variants. So they did, however, prove to be very effective in population control with the death and adverse effects statistics skyrocketing. So that's going through the roof. You got to really look at the real statistics on this. You might have to go to another country to find that. Even England is covering the real statistics. So here's the question. Did you ever ask yourself why billionaire eugenicists said the vaccines would solve the population control problem? I mean, that probably went right over a lot of people's heads, but I want you to look up eugenicists and see what it means. Billionaire eugenicists went on the air, TED Talks, and said the vaccines would solve the population control problem. Now, I'm sure some of you just glossed over and you can't figure that one out, especially if you have gotten the jab. But anyway, good luck with that. I don't know how to, I don't even know where to go with this. It's so ridiculously obvious anyway, but so people rushed down, signed up with their families like lemmings, and And the reason this is an injection created by billionaire Jin is, and again, look that up. I'm not going to go any further than that. It's written twice in here to cover it. But anyway, they're destroying and tainting the food supply with their latest forced mRNA injections into chickens, beef, and pork. You know, they'll get their venomous toxins in you one way or the other. Any whistleblower or men and women of courage and integrity are a threat to their end goal, which is a major reduction in population and ending all ownership of land other than them, basically. They want total control, world dominance. Many of their agendas are being carried out under the name of the Green New Deal. Kind of makes you wonder where all the street people went in California with all that human DNA being found in hamburger. So why all the farms are being bought up by the globalists with their GMO nightmares, and why they control the majority of the food and supply lines. You know, why they want to shut down all the organic farms. You know, why they want everyone attached to the electrical grid with which they can turn off your electricity, including the chargers for your cars. You know, they want total control and dominance. They don't want gas cars. They don't want cash. They don't want growing your own food. You know, they don't want any of this. I mean, you're a terrorist right now if you store food. Basically, that's one of the categories. You know, if you're a Christian or a Catholic and you store food, you're a terrorist now. If you're a conservative, you're definitely a terrorist. So, enough of that. But anyway, this global elite, though, they not only govern the deep state, rogue agencies control most of your politicians. They're now infiltrating down to the state and local levels, funding campaigns of DAs, county officials, school boards. They're weaponizing all forms of government, all positions of power to carry out their agenda. So when Trump says they're not after me, they're after you, I'm just standing in the way, he is very accurate in that saying. You know, Trump, the military, the white hats, courageous people in all walks of life are standing in the way. They're standing up to tyranny, basically. So many think this does not affect them or their families. You know, remember in their own words, they said, we want to cull the masses at least 7 billion. They do it with wars, plagues, bioweapons, tainting food and water, interrupting the supply lines, etc. So big pharma and a network of ignorant and integrity challenged doctors and healthcare workers have been paid exorbitantly to carry out their plans. So this is not a conspiracy. This is fact carried out right in front of our very eyes, despite the denial and doublespeak of the lamestream media they also own. So we're presently being targeted at a federal and local levels, which was to be expected, yet you know, we will not comply with the threats, unjust weaponization, abuse of the law. We will thrive, be happy, and continue to take care of the land as wise stewards, despite the abuse, discrimination, and extortion of the fallen. You know, integrity of the fallen integrity and morally challenged leadership that we have right now. The serpent, the beast, the head of the dragon has been severed. Now the cleanup on the lower levels is underway. If you're being subject to the abuse and the tyranny of government on any level, stand firm, stand tall, call them out, make it public. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. So we're fast approaching martial law, which is going to be an end to tyranny. And the whole take down America agenda is coming to a close. I mean, their whole goal was to divide everybody through religion, through belief, through color, through culture, through gender. Just divide everybody. Divide and conquer has been their agenda. And basically, anybody standing in their way, they weaponize the agencies to take them out. So that's all flipping on them. So anyway, this was a plan that was set into motion after the assassination of Kennedy. It has many levels, moves into higher dimensions. Many refer to it as the age-old battle between good and evil, between those who desire to live under universal law, universal peace, brother, sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for all, and those who desire to dominate, control, extort from, and suppress the masses, basically. So that's what we're doing. So those who diminish the freedoms of others will lose their freedom. Those who have taken unjustly from others will lose everything, basically. This is universal law, and it's being played out right now. Those who have brought harm to humanity and the earth will meet the same fate. You know, you war against nature and nature wars back. You know, eventually, the more you hate nature, the more you hate yourself. And that hate goes inward and your body fails, basically. So anyway, those There's an upward spiral. Those who choose to live in harmony and service to humanity and the earth, they will continue and prosper. Those who take the downward spiral in service to self at the expense of humanity and the earth will implode and lose everything. They're not frequency specific to the awakening and healing, the planetary liberation and ascension process, and it's well underway. So there will be some chaos and disruption as the old system collapses and the new system takes its place. A bold new world is coming, more freedom, abundance, a world based on universal law, and a grand reunion with the greater families of man, woman, throughout the galaxies and dimensions. The age of tyranny is imploding in on itself. Now is the time to be brutally honest with yourself on where you stand in thought and action. Karma is being amplified and accelerated, and there's nowhere to hide from your karma. All will be revealed. There's nothing that's not going to be revealed in this process. So anyway, what I'm seeing right now is there's going to be a lot of earth changes. All those solar flares we absorbed, they've got to be released somewhere. Something's going to be happening. So, and we're already seeing this major heating up of certain areas, and which is going to create some pretty massive hurricanes and severe weather. That's on the books, usually followed by earthquake and volcanic activity. But it's also creating social and economic changes. So we're going to really go through that big time. And, socially, people are waking up and figuring things out. It's obvious. You can't miss it now. And, spiritually and socially, economically, we're going through some big changes, on every level. We're going to be going through changes. So you gotta really go within and get your own inner guidance on this one and see what's highest and best for you to do. But you're going to see all these games, push-pull games going on right now from here on out. But it does really look like the quantum financial system is going to be inactivated. We're going to probably get that emergency broadcast message here pretty soon. And definitely it's moving towards military law. We have to clean this up, because regular law has just gone in the toilet, as we've seen. It's all been revealed. So anyway, big shift coming on that level. But also, martial law, we're talking about that martial law is going to be activated real soon. It feels like just it's right around the corner. So what's happened is the head of the beast has been taken off. A lot of the top people have been taken out, or they've given a choice. You either participate with the change or your history, you'll be swinging. You'll be a real swinger at Gitmo. But but anyway, so all that's kind of going down now. And so now we've got this influence that is like this infection that's gone all the way down to the local level now. And so now we're dealing with the local level stuff. And these people, I don't know what's gotten to them, but I think with all this energy coming in, they feel like they have they're like little mini Napoleons, They all think they have this power, and they're in these little positions, and they have an oath, and they have not honored that oath, basically. So they've become little mini tyrants, and you're going to see a lot of that. You can see a lot of these people just really pushing their own agenda and getting caught for it. So anyway, that's all going to be exposed. There are good people in the system, and I think they're going to be standing up as well. So anyway, that's the end of the monologue. I'm going to do a little bit of news, and then we'll go on with the Q&A. We don't have a lot of Q&A, so I'm just going to do a little bit of news. But it looks like Klaus Schwab is resigning from the WEF, and I think it would be kind of hard for him to attend the meetings, when he's dead. So you can read between the lines there. Tedros has been served. He's toast. The WEF, UN, CDC are all in free fall. The latest move by the CDC is to put fluoride globally into the water supplies. 98% of Europe has rejected fluoride in their drinking water. And so these guys want to bring it everywhere else now. So the question to ask is, what is fluoride? Is it a deadly toxin? Why were the Nazis using it? And what are the adverse health effects? And why do they use hazmat suits when adding it into the water? These guys are suited up and they don't want to breathe it or anything, you know, and they're dumping this into the water. So anybody pushing fluoride right now, you know who they are, basically, that they're part of the NWO. I talked earlier about that there's the heat signature where Hurricane Katrina was formed is three times larger. So again, expect a pretty big hurricane season. And Trump is bringing it to the Bronx, destroying the lamestream media's narrative with record crowds. People believe these states are really anti-Trump, and they're not. The deep state is anti-Trump, and the people that have joined the deep state are anti-Trump. It's not the people. Anyway, the Biden, the Democrats' lawfare and election interference plan is failing, with Trump's poll numbers skyrocketing. So that's in the news. Blinken just approved Ukraine for using American weapons on the interior of Russia. And personally declaring war on Russia. So he has no right to do that. You know, that's something that has to go through like the House and Congress and everything. You can't just declare war on a country, you know, without getting a little backing there or a little okay from the government. So anyway, Russia responded by saying all decision makers declaring war on Russia are viable targets. So, you know, if you declare war on Russia, basically you're a viable target. So think about that. Kind of reminds me of a t-shirt I have that says, "Dear Karma, you know, I have a list of people you might have missed," you know, so kind of falls into that category. So before you allow your leaders to take you into World War III, just think hypersonic missiles, we have nothing to stop them. And it makes one all warm and fuzzy with Biden at the wheel. So they did a bang up job in Afghanistan and everywhere else since then. So, you know, it's, I don't know, just connect the dots. It's pretty crazy. But anyway, just, you know, we're all under the gun here. You know, we're all being hit and attacked on one way or another. We're all getting nailed energetically. I've never seen so much psychotronic and black magic and serpent and reptiles and you name it. You know, it's like demonic, all this stuff. Even there's people, I wanted to cover this, even there's a lot of people in the Christian realms that are now just realizing that there are reptilians and there are grays and there are negative aliens and things like that, and it's not just demons and devils. You know, that's a good step. They're opening to that, but they're not opening to the fact that there might be some benevolent ETs out there, and that would love to help and are helping us on a large scale. And they've alienated them in their own minds and are actually very negative towards them. So these are the beings that are going to be helping us to get out of this mess. They're part of the planetary liberation and the awakening and healing. And we're it's way above our pay grade to deal with some of the things we have to deal with. They have to come in and take care of it because there's some pretty nasty stuff we're dealing with. So I my suggestion to them is that when you pray and ask for help, you might want to not just ask Jesus or Buddha or White Eagle or whoever, but start engaging the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, because we're really going to need their help to get through these times. And I keep seeing that over and over. All aliens are bad. All aliens are demons. All this is, you know, it's just like there is no all. There's always a negative and a positive, and there's gray in between. So don't get caught up into that. You know, it's kind of sad because the people that are helping us and putting their lives on the line and things like that, we're like demonizing them. You know, why, if they weren't so spiritually advanced, my question is, why in the hell would they even be helping us? You know, if we're going to treat them like that. So anyway, that's my feeling about it. So I think we're going to have a short show today because I've got a lot to do. I've got a lot of paperwork I need to do to take care of this nonsense we've been dealing with. It's 38 years of discrimination and harassment, and it's all coming to a head right now. So right now, everything's coming to a head. So, basically, you're not alone. You're not the only one being kicked around. But that's going to come to an end here really quick. There's no reason. The lack is manufactured. Everything that, we have healing technologies beyond imagination. We have med beds and dimensional and healing technologies that are mind-blowing. We have replicators. We can replicate anything we want. There's no reason for lack. We have all that right now. And so when the tyrants fall, all this is going to come out. We're going to go through a big renaissance. So it's worth sticking around for, but we're at the last death throes, of the beast. The beast is collapsing in on itself as prophesized, and we're going through that process right now. So I'm going to go on to Q&A, and Kathy, my lovely assistant, is here with me. So we don't have a lot of questions, so we'll see how long we can go.
In off-world societies, how do they regard their elderly? How do the elderly interact with the community they reside in?
That's a good question. Well, it depends on which off-world society, but the advanced ones, the spiritually and technologically advanced ones, they really honor their off-world, I mean their elderly, and they also really honor the gardeners, I mean the farmers, the people that are growing the food, and the people that keep things going. It's not like we're really screwed up because we really want to see them gone. We throw them in a home, and they drug them up with everything you can think of. And it's just a controlled demolition, basically. And it's kind of sad. But the other thing, too, about them is they're very advanced. Their technology is very advanced, their healing technology, especially. And so a lot of the, like 70 years old, you're still a baby. You've got another 1,000 years ahead of you, So anyway, that's one thing. They don't age like we do. I mean, you can't. A lot of them don't get married till after 70. If they do marriage, they have ceremonies, and they won't even get married till after 70 because they feel they're too young. They're too naive to make that kind of a commitment. So you really think about it, and just to a lot of marriage isn't even important because they don't have jealousy, they don't have ownership, they don't have these things that are part of our culture. And so they're guided by the soul, and their soul says, hey, you need to hang out with this person. There's something you need from them to learn or evolve, or there's a love there, whatever. They come together, if it's like they're not bound by contracts and cultural boundaries and things like that. So a lot of them just think their cultures are totally different than ours, but they do revere the elderly. They take care of the elderly. They know the elderly have a lot of wisdom under their belts. Some of them have, like in the Palladians and some of these other cultures, some of them have thousands of years of wisdom underneath their belts, and say, they're the storytellers. They sit around and talk story, so. That's the only thing I know about that one.
What do you mean by process-oriented therapies in your book, Becoming Gods?
Okay, what we're talking about is we're talking about the sessions that we do, and what we do is to, I'll try to explain it real quickly, is that we have a male-female balance, which allows us to access the highest levels of consciousness and energy. And we go into we first we clear we use techniques that we teach here in the self-mastery classes. We heal any unseen negative influences, and first we find out who the main teacher and guide is, and then we go through the main teacher and guide to do the rest of the session. So they know your books, they open your books, and they know exactly what past lives need to be healed. Wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, even in childhood, they know where those are, what to clear. And so we just go through the whole thing. And We clear all of it out, and then we hook you back up with your benevolent lives, because we've had a lot of lives in these very advanced cultures, so lives lived, in the Pleiades and other systems, the Orion Council of Light, or been part of all that, the Arcturians, the trying to think, who am I? Felines, the Sirians, the Lyrians, I can go on and on, but we've all had some very advanced lives. And some of us were part of the wars where they clashed, and created a mess. We have a thing where, like Atlantis, and even before that, we start evolving, we build up this beautiful society, and then there gets to be a power struggle. And they get into turf wars, and then the whole thing goes down, and then we start over. So we're trying to avoid that one this time. But anyway, I think I got off on
Yeah.
the question.
But I think you
Hopefully, I
answered
answered
it. You
it.
answered it. Hey, James, I wanted to ask how emotions are felt in the higher dimensions of positive beings. Do they still feel emotions over the fourth density?
Yeah, they do. They feel emotions. I try. It's like it's hard to explain. So when you connect with them, when you connect with them, what happens is you feel this just love and joy and bliss and this higher frequency. They don't have the lower baggage like fear, guilt, unworthiness, and control and ownership, all that stuff. That's not part of the reality. And so they totally hang with the higher frequencies, the love, joy, bliss, service to others, service to the universe. They're moved in that direction. So it's totally different. But, and engaging them, you feel that. And their frequencies are so high, when you engage them, you have to let go of your programs. Your old programs, and that don't rise up to their frequency. So it's called sympathetic resonance. When the two frequencies hit, the higher frequency is going to make the lower frequency rise up. And if the higher frequency isn't paying attention, the lower frequency can pull them down, but they try to match. But anyway, it's really different. They're all different. Like you've got the House of Mary, and that's that just pure love and service and nurturing energy, but Mary's kind of pissed off right now, and the House of Mary too, because of what's happening with the children and everything. So they're coming on strong right now. There are certain houses, like houses of consciousness, that are involved in healing. There's houses, they have an energy like the green frequency or green light is a healing, that's a healing energy. There's spiritual masters, there's masters that are warriors, there's they help you find the courage within to fight your battles. I mean, they're all different, but the Pleiadians are more of a matriarchal society, and they're very focused on love and joy and bliss and service to humanity and the earth and other systems as well. And so they have a very loving, feminine, like nurturing energy. But there are Pleiadian warriors that are here now that are really stepping up to the plate and taking care of business and helping us out. I guess you have to take each being as they come, because they're like the inner earth, those beings are all, there's a lot of like, there's the fairy and elven kingdoms, and they're different,
Just like us.
Yeah, they're all
Yeah.
different.
Can you discuss the ET involvement in the Israeli-Arab wars? Also, please explain the spiritual aspects of the Israeli-Arab conflict.
Yeah, I think that it's not really an Arab conflict. It's more of a Hamas, and
Yeah.
it's two terrorists coming together and bumping heads, basically. Terrorism is terrorism, period. It doesn't, that's how you create a terrorist, by terrorizing them. So terrorizing the terrorist doesn't stop terrorism, It's like forgiveness, on a huge level is what's going to stop terrorism. But You have to hold the terrorists accountable, and it doesn't matter which side they're on, or which culture they're in or whatever. Terrorism is terrorism. So, I mean, I've seen both sides, involved in this, and hidden agendas and all these things are being shown right now. So I think it's all going to come out. And you really look at, see, no matter what I do here, I'm going to get fried, So, it's like, okay, who created, Israel, basically? The Rothschilds. The Rothschilds. Who are the Rothschilds? They're satanic Luciferians. Okay. And this is not to say the Israeli people are satanic Luciferians. And even in the Jewish religion, there's the rabbis that are calling out for peace and saying, this is not the way, we're not here to create genocide and everything else. And then you have the Zionist, that really want to totally control everything, the Khazarian mafia, that guy, and the Khazarian Jews. But it's just a big mixed bag, and no matter what you say, you're going to be in trouble here. Do the Palestinians have a right to existence? Right to a country, yeah. It was their country before Israel was created, but they actually took it from the same group. It's like a long time ago in ancient history. So it's been going. It's just like really slow karma, and grudges and old grudges, old cultural grudges, all this stuff, and it's all being amplified now and coming up to be worked out. So. People are just going to have to step out of the drama and forgive and move on and just say, I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm done with this. And on both sides, and hold their leaders accountable and say, we want peace, period, now, And, they get along fine. Most people get along fine, minus the governments. They don't have that many problems. They're all working together. And then all these other dramas start happening. So. We really need to look at the ancient history. Even Ukraine was Khazaria, and the Khazarian Jews, are the ones that are the deep state. And so you got to do your research on this to see what's really going on. But it's just, nobody's innocent. Nobody's a victim. Nobody's a perp. You know what I mean? They're all doing it. They're all doing the same thing. And, even some people have incarnated again to finish this out, but it just needs to stop. And basically, how you stop is you choose universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for everybody. That's how you stop this. And you may have to enforce this for a little while and just say, okay, no, we're not going to side. We're not going to support one side over the other. We're going to put an end to this. And that's probably what's going to happen. And I think when the ETs start showing up in big numbers, they're going to go, holy crap, we got a bigger problem here. And people are going to start looking up to the skies and the heavens.
Is it true that the jabbed are disconnected from source to some degree, like a deletion of the God gene?
Definitely, our DNA actually has Yahweh's name written on it, the ancient name. And so we have the DNA of the gods, the ancient ones. And for them to mess with your DNA and change it, they didn't do it to save you from this biological weapon called COVID. They did it to cut you off, basically. They did it to low, it totally destroys your immune system. It shortens you, puts you on a timer, shortens your lifespan. They had all these ulterior motives in doing that. And a lot of people just are different after they get it. They're different. And a lot of people have got it, and they're working on getting it out of their system, and they're coming back to their normal selves. So there's a lot going on. I think there are a lot of modalities out there that can get this stuff out of your system, and you need to do research on that to get, to get the God, brain farting, put all the stuff in it, the mRNA stuff, the what's the graphene,
Graphene.
get the graphene out of there, and all the other stuff. We got to get that out of our system. Either that, or you're just going to be a little robot, because you're a receiver with all the heavy metals and graphene in you. So need to get rid of that.
What is one simple thing we could do every day to raise our vibration, or the most important thing that we can do?
To raise our vibration, Jesus said, when he said, "Be still and know you're God," what he's telling people is that God is within you, and this loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God, Goddess, whatever you want to call it, is within each individual, and it's the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And when you light that spark and it ignites into the full flame, you expand in awareness and in consciousness, and you take in all these other dimensions and levels of yourself. So most people are running around thinking they're a body and a personality, and they're the muggles, and they don't have a clue, and they're socially engineered, and they're doing their thing, and because they're not paying attention, they're basically going to be cannon fodder in the future. They're being just manipulated and used. And but the what was the question again? I just got off on that one.
A simple thing we could do every day to
Oh
raise our
yeah.
vibration.
So it's hard to operate in several dimensions at a
I
time.
know.
And so basically the key is, that's the key. Make your own personal God connection, first priority. To do that, how do you do that? Well, you get out in nature. You find a practice, a spiritual practice. We do Yigong, and we meditate, and we do prayer work and intention work and things like that. That really helps. Nature is really important. Get out in nature, takes your shoes off, and readjust to the earth's frequencies. And then stop all the external. You don't have to go anywhere, and you don't have to do anything. And that's the hardest thing to do, is to not do. Because when you stop not doing is when you start connecting. And you don't have to do this long, elaborate ritual. You don't have to do, and it's through simplicity that you meet the singularity. So, like in Yigong, they say less is more. And the practices are very simple. And they're just to balance out the body and the brain, and to, keep the energies flowing through your body, basically. It's very simple, and you have some of the most profound effects doing that. And there's other things, but it goes back to, be still and know you're God. Take the still time, the downtime, meditate, pray, get out in nature. The mind, you're never going to stop the mind. People are trying to blank the mind. Good luck. Not going to happen. So the mind is always running. So what you'd have to do is you have to take it higher. So you're running in this level, and the Tibetans do that. You're sitting there, and all of a sudden they ring a bell. Okay, we're going to the next level. And you relax, and you stop this. You slow the mind down, and then you focus on love and joy and bliss again. And all of a sudden it takes you up to another level. And then you start processing and thinking about things and stuff like that. And then you stop, ding, and ring the bell. Hey, back to love and joy and bliss, back to your core, back to making your own personal God connection. And what happens is the mind, pretty soon it just runs out of gas. It's done. And you hit that still point. That's one way to do it. There's a lot of different, there's a million techniques out there, and a lot of people are cashing in on them. But the best way, I just to get down in nature, sit down, shut up, and sit with yourself and make your intention. Call in your higher self, your guides and masters, and say, "Hey, can you help me? I really want to make my own personal connection." And they're going to help you all the way, because their job is to empower you to make your own personal connection with Creator. Any master, any priest, any that's their job. And not to perpetuate external images and things like that. They have an external God. They got Jesus on the cross. They have, that's all this external guilt trips and things and fear that they're doing. And fear, guilt, and unworthiness are very low frequencies, and they hold you down. So the biggest threat to everyone, it seems like right now, is people making their own connection and, getting their guidance from their own soul. Excuse me.
I heard authenticity was the highest vibration that you could have.
I think it is, because each person comes in with their own unique soul purpose. And being authentic connects you to the soul, and the soul is connected to Creator. So I think being authentic is really important right now.
Do you have any info on the first seeding here on Earth and the ancient old ones?
The ancient old one.
The ancient old ones and the first seeding here on
Oh, the
Earth.
ancient old ones. You know that there have been people coming and going for like 600 million years on the Earth. And we have, they found these tunnels that are 300 million years old. I think they're in Brazil, and they're glass lined. So somebody was here with some extreme technology. So we know that. We know the Earth is a series of colonies from the stars. And people had to start over as primitive several times to major disasters and floods and meteor impacts and things like that. So that, we know that's part of our history, even though they try to cover that up. And so, like the Anunnaki, which were the ancient Lemurians, were actually newcomers because there was some other ones. I think they're called the Aliens, and I can't remember the other groups. We're here. They're some of the oldest ones. The Andromedans were here before that, and they're involved with the Aztec lines and things like that. But it goes way, way back. And so basically, what happened is there every planet has their humanoid expression. Every where there's the capacity to support that, like life-bearing plants where they have their component, their humanoid component, you might say. And some are different. They're adaptations to environment. And on the Earth, there was a human that was developing naturally here. And there's certain groups that came here and started experimenting with the different, beings that were evolving naturally here and added their DNA. And so they ended up with the DNA of the gods. And then all of a sudden, all these other ETs came here and go, oh, we want that. We want the DNA from the gods. So they started abducting us and doing all these other things because we have the DNA that's going to make the shift. If you don't have love and joy and bliss and emotions, you're not going to make the shift. And so we have that in us. So a lot of different groups have been tinkering with this. And so there's one group that's always trying to upgrade us and have us go further into evolution, spiritual and physical evolution. And there's another group that wants to downgrade us, which is the guys, and make it so we don't have access to our divine heritage, basically. And then there's different aspects of that. And then there's others that have fallen that are coming here trying to get our DNA so they can continue. There's so much. It's such a big story there, but the aliens that are some of the oldest ones that were here first, and I'm not even sure how physical the planet was at that time, when they were here. But the aliens, the Andromedans, the Lyrians, they created. They were the Anunnaki, and they created. And then the Pleiadians returned after that was taken down. And created Atlantis and Lemuria, and then they separated and went to war, and boom, and so now we're on a whole different generation, a whole different civilization after that, and hopefully we won't do it again, because again, like I'm saying, what we do is go from here we come, we build up a civilization, we separate into factions, and there's turf wars, we go to war with that. That gets annihilated, or the Earth does a pole shift, or something, and we all start over again. We're doing the same thing right now. We've got the people that want to control and dominate everyone and everything, and they want to use technology to do it. And we've got the other people that are focusing on freedom and universal law and brother, sister, love, and prosperity for all. So we're at that same split right now, where we're going to have to make a decision. And if we go into the war phase, we're screwed. We're going to have to start over. I think it was Einstein said that. I don't know what weapons we're going to use in World War III, but World War IV will be sticks and stones because that's all we're going to have left. So let's avoid that one this time around. And anyway, we really need to stand up for your rights. Everybody has to stand up right now. We're all being challenged, and really to support the people that are, bringing in universal law, that are putting an end to this old tyrannical, reptilian, draconian law that's coming to an end. And we all need to do our part. And looks like we're out of time. So, on that note, have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Make your own personal connection with Creator and stop looking external for what you need to be looking for internal, because internally you have all the love, acceptance, and joy and bliss and approval, on the interior. You're not going to get it on the exterior. That's just a big distraction. So God is within. We all have to go within and make our own personal connection and let go of these old wrathful, jealous gods of the past. They're done. They're out of here. So anyway, have a great evening and we'll talk soon. Thank you.